Good evening, everybody. How is everybody doing? It's been a while since I recorded an episode. Well, I was not feeling well, as the weather was changing a lot here in Kuwait. It was very dusty and, with dust, there's a lot of diseases. It's changing the weather from the spring to summertime here. Anyways, how is everybody doing? I hope that everybody's doing well. There was two subjects I want to talk about. But in this episode, I would like to talk about the relationship between parents and their kids. I have three kids of my own. I got 15 years old and 7 years old and 5 years old, old boys. We as parents, we tend to get sucked in into securing their future and, working hard to provide everything for them, to get them to better schools, make sure they wear good clothes. So that put a lot of pressure on the parents to work harder. But sometimes parents get sucked into that spiral, and they forget to provide for the kids what they really, really need. Yes, money is important. And good school is important, clothes is important, food, providing them anything they want, it is important. But the most important thing is you, the parent, the father, the mother. If you work so hard and you think that you're doing that for your kids, what you're really doing is you're taking the most important thing that your kids need, which is you. Especially the young ones. They want the parents to be around them all the time. Because, times do fly by, and without noticing, the kids are already grown up. And you miss all the happy moments, all what you remember from their childhood, that you've been at work behind the desk or being stressed out. My advice to any parent out there who have small kids, be with them. Don't just give them the iPhones or iPads or, this kind of things, video games. And no, just be with your kids. Hug them. Cuddle them. Put them in your lap. Kiss them. Because there's a time that you will come that you cannot do that. You will not be able to do that, even if you want to. Make good memories with your kids right now. You need it and they need it. Because 10, 20 years from now, if you don't create those happy moments right now, after 20 years, all what you have is stress, the memory of the stress, being stressed at work, being stressed trying to provide for your family and fights and this kind of thing. So I used to be like that. Like, when I go to work in the morning, I'm not the one who's taking my kids to school. I got a driver, and the nanny will be with the driver taking the kids to school, because I'll go to my work because I don't want to be late. And I decided, especially with the young ones, 7 and 5 years old, I decided, I want to check something. So I woke up early in the morning, earlier than usual, and I left home earlier than usual, and I drive to my kid's school and waited in the parking lot for 5 minutes and then drove all the way to work. And I discovered that I won't be late for work. So I decided from now on, I'm the one who's gonna take my kids to school. My job is from 7:30 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I spend a lot of time at work, and also I have my own business, so that takes time from me. But you know, after work, I make time to be with them. Especially, you know, 7 o'clock is the dinner time here in Kuwait. So at 7 o'clock, we all sit and eat dinner together. I want them, the last person they see before they go to bed is me. And this is what I'm trying to do. The drive to school every morning now with my kids is absolutely amazing. Those are the memories that I want to create so that in the future they will have those memories and I will have those memories. I've wasted so many days not taking my kids to school. I never thought it was important, but it is. It's like first thing we get into the car, they say the prayers, and then we recite the Holy Quran, the Holy Book. And after that, their favorite video on YouTube, the I'm the Champion speech. They love it so much because every time the coach said, "Who am I?" all of us will shout, you know, as loud as we can, "I'm the champion." And they have so much fun. Just today, actually, my little one, Abdul Wahab, or Wahabi as we call him, he wanted the Eye of the Tiger song. And then we put like songs like that, and you should see the faces when I take them to the school gate. They're so happy. And of course we made the secret handshake, and before they enter we do the secret handshake together. And just the other day, the oldest one, Aziz, 7 years old, he went inside. But the little one, as he walked inside, he stopped. I walked away, actually, to the car. But then he came back, called me. "Dad, Dad," I said. "Yes, what's wrong?" I said, "Just give me a hug and say, I love you." And I went like, "Oh." Just out of the blue. Didn't ask him for it. You know, those moments. Those moments are the moments that you need to remember for the rest of your life. Because this is what life is all about. Those happy moments. So yeah, if you have kids, please do spend more times with them before it's too late. Before they are too old. Go away for college. Get married. Cannot put them on your lap anymore. Yeah, just be with your kids. If you have them, make time to be with them. Make time. Don't wait until you have spare time, but make time. From this hour to this hour, I'll be with my kids. Take all the video games away. iPads and all this stuff. Just take everything away. Just sit with your kids, play around, talk, fight, whatever. Just be with your kids. Don't miss that. Yep. And this is what I want to say. Until next time, God bless.